Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's the largest one-time release of prison inmates in this country. Thanks to a change in federal sentencing guidelines for drug offenses, thousands of inmates were freed early from prison this week. More than a dozen were released in Massachusetts. Some of them returned to federal court yesterday, not for legal proceedings, but to look for help with their return to society.
Okay, so I'll see you then. Okay, thank you.
57-year-old Terrence Brown was among the former inmates talking with dozens of social service agencies that set up tables inside the federal courthouse for a forum to highlight services that might help with reentry.
And right now I'm just trying to fit myself back into society and get my head together. And, you know, I'm talking to one of the guys over here that's going to help me get rid of these tattoos on my face. And I says I'm an ex-gang member.
Brown says he was released after serving 20 years of a 25-year sentence for cocaine trafficking. He's among the 6,000 prisoners across the country who were released early this week. That's because the U.S. Sentencing Commission changed the guidelines for sentencing those convicted of most drug trafficking crimes.
And they called me, the case manager's office, says, you're being released in a couple of weeks. And I was like, what? He said, well, thank the president if you ever see him.
Boston federal judge Patty Saris is also chair of the U.S. Sentencing Commission. She recalled that mandatory minimum federal drug sentences were lengthened in the 1980s and 90s amid high rates of drug-related violence.
If the rates of violence go up again, we might go right back to where we started. And I want to ask you all to work with us to make sure that not only do you succeed, but I'd like to ask you to help your community succeed so that this becomes a success nationally.
Judge Sarah says in Massachusetts, hundreds of inmates filed petitions for early release. It was granted if an inmate had a good prison disciplinary record, is not a career offender, and is not believed to pose a public safety risk. 97 people were granted early release, 40 were eligible for immediate release. But most of those, 23 people, are still being held by immigration officials.
I think the biggest concern we all have is making sure that you succeed and making sure that you don't commit new crimes. So the ball is now in your court as well as mine. So good luck, and I hope I don't see you back here again.
Massachusetts hired 4 new federal probation officers to supervise those released. Christopher Maloney, chief probation officer at the Boston Federal Court, says most of those who've been released served an average of 10 years in prison. He says this is part of a nationwide movement to cut mass incarceration and reduce costs.
I think one thing that you're seeing is that, you know, this is a better cost alternative than incarceration. And I think, you know, not that, you know, some folks don't deserve to go off to prison, but I think that they're also seeing community corrections as a viable alternative.
For Terrence Brown, the focus is on getting used to what he calls life on the other side of the wall.
I'm scared. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. This world has changed. People have changed. Food prices done went up. Everything. I had to pick myself up and brush myself off and keep it moving.
Some estimates suggest that eventually another 40,000 people nationwide could qualify for shorter prison sentences.